Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Must Hear Music Podcast. My name is Joe Lynch. I'm sitting here with Lindsay Havens.
Hello.
And Jason Lipschutz.
What's going on?
Hey.
Changed it on us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So much like last week, Jason, busy man, has got to leave us possibly early. So we're just going to jump straight into it.
I'm sure that's what everyone listening to this podcast is thinking. Is like, is Jason going to stick around the whole time this episode?
Yeah, that's how we keep people listening.
And the answer is no again.
I know.
You just see the listenership
drop off,
plummet after. Yeah. Anyway,
wait, people listen to this?
Yeah.
I thought this was just for our benefit. All right. Let's start with we'll start with Jason's Future Crushed Up.
Yeah.
So this is his first song of 2019.
Well, this was
I believe, except for didn't he release one and then unrelease it?
Well, he released a whole album. This was the first, the first single, or it's the de facto single. I know. So, you know, look, we usually deal with New Music Friday here on Must Hear Music Podcast. Mm-hmm. Songs just released, if you will. But first of all, I want to. I feel like I haven't done enough like hip hop representation on the show in the past few weeks. That's my bad.
Aside from just talking about Sheck West constantly,
yeah,
right.
Well, you know, it's been enough. A minute. I haven't even mentioned Mr. West in a minute, but and also look, Crushed Up came out a few weeks ago, but I have grown to love this song so much. It's you kind of forget how many hits Future has, and the hits that he does have, obviously some of them, like when Commas came out, like that was just an immediate smash.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like you think of a song like March Madness, you think of a song like Move That Dope, like they kind of burrow in your mind a little bit and take some time until you're just like, oh my God, this is all I ever want to listen to. It's kind of been the case with Crushed Up. I love this song. This is like a quintessential Future song. I think it's got a great hook. It's like 2.5 minutes long. It gets in and out. It's just like perfect playlist fodder. Like I just want it on every 2019 playlist, I guess is what I'm saying. Like a party, a relaxation, day at the spa. I'm going to listen to Crushed Up. It's going to happen.
Workout, meditation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my
spa.
God. I will say, yeah, speaking of workout, when I went jogging last weekend, Crush Up was the first song I listened to, and I was like, oh my God, this is the perfect, like, starting my run song.
Way to brag.
Yeah.
When I went jogging.
Actually, speaking of,
when I went jogging.
Allow me to brag for Jason. So, Jason, you did the whole 30, right?
Oh, yeah.
Today is day 30.
And, yeah. Oh, today is the last
day.
This
is
okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, no, I was excited to,
hence the donuts
like,
in the meeting,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, so you gave in already?
No, I have not. I did not eat any donuts.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
I
was excited to see you,
Tonight. Tonight.
Tonight, yeah. You're going
to
do
you're
it?
You're excited right. to see him eat a carb?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long month.
Yeah, that's a real congrats. Yes.
Oh, thanks,
hats off to you and hats off to Future. No, I like this song. I'm not a big Future fan, but I really like this a lot. For whatever reason, I listened to it. Usually, like I said, I'm not a huge Future stan, but I saw it hit the Hot 100, so I was like, I'll give it a spin. This is like the Future that I like. Like,
nice.
I like Commas. I like Move That Dope. Like, it's just, it's like you said, it's quick, it's in and out. It's like immediately, it grabs you, and it just kind of like has that energy that like pumps along, and then it's just done before it has time to like overstay its welcome.
Yep.
And like the mental image of like diamonds crushed up in your face is like a strong one. The beat's great. I mean, you know, lyrically, he's talking about the same thing he always talks about, which is just basically bragging. And
how rich
I can
he
find
is.
That a
he's
little
so rich.
I can find that a little tiresome, but yeah. In this case, the song is strong enough and it's fast enough that
it works.
I really enjoy it. So
yeah, so, yeah, this guys, is. Do you guys have very quick aside? Like, do you guys have like one go to like workout artist? Because I think Future is now mine.
I literally don't.
Robin is probably mine.
I go to yoga.
Do you have
a go-to yoga artist?
Yeah, do you have a go-to yoga artist?
No,
seriously.
They're playing like ambient music.
Oh, shit, really?
Who's your favorite ambient maestro then?
I don't know.
Are you
I
just like,
know.
Give me some Enya now, let's go. So you said Robin?
I think Robin.
Okay.
Yeah, when I was looking at my Spotify most listened to from last year, I was like, the one that's like, I was like, why is there so much like old Robin on this? And I was like, oh yeah, because it's on like all my running playlists. Like, it's just like really exciting. It lifts my spirits, you know. Especially in some of the like side projects too, like with La Bega, I don't know how you pronounce that thing, but anyways.
Well,
yeah. total detour there.
I'll get back to you on that one if I ever go for a run.
Start working out and then let us know.
What do you think of Crushed Up?
I liked it. I have a bold statement. It's probably true, but in my mind, I feel like the rapid way in which Future is now releasing projects, he's becoming like the Ty Segall of hip hop. Like, I don't know. I feel like
you had to put it in terms of.
Do you think
I had to put it in a way that I understand?
Do you think he thinks of himself like that? Everyone's like, Future, you're on a roll, and he's just like, yeah, I'm the Ty Segall of hip hop.
He definitely doesn't think that, but I'm like, it's getting to a point where, as a casual Future fan, I'm starting to feel like I can't keep up necessarily, or like I'm getting confused by what's recent and what came out. I don't know. I just feel like there's been a lot.
You're overwhelmed.
Like,
yeah,
I'm a little overwhelmed. Not in a bad way. Like, I'm still listening, whereas with Ty, I checked out a couple years ago.
It is tough when it's like an avalanche of stuff, and you're just like, where do I start or where do I continue?
Yeah, and I feel like he's becoming a little bit like that for me. Again, not in a bad way.
New album's really good.
I like, and that's the thing. I like whenever I stumble upon him, I always like it. But a lot of times now I'm like, wait, what project is this even off of?
Yeah.
That's my Future 2 cents.
And Jason, you like the rest of the album?
Yeah, rest of the album's really good. It's last year he dropped Beast Mode 2, which was also excellent. I think that was probably a little bit more cohesive, but I think Crushed Up is probably my favorite single of the two projects. So, yeah.
Nice. All right, well, let's listen to it. It's Future Crushed Up, and here it is.
Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. Diamonds in the face, diamonds in the face. Have a ticket for my rich bill, so be it.
All right, that was Future. Next, we're going to do one of my picks. We've got Snake Hips featuring Rivers Cuomo and Kyle.
Ooh, boy.
Song is called Gucci Rock and Rolla. This is just like a super goofy song, like down to the single cover art, which I wish I had it in front of me because it's just look it up online. Gucci Rock and Roller, Snake Hips. You know, Rivers Cuomo, lead singer of Weezer, best known for their cover of Toto's Africa.
their first ever hit.
Yeah, their debut Hot 100 hit. A cover of cover of Africa. Anyways, no. So Snake Hips are this London electronic duo, and you know, so they teamed up with Kyle and Rivers Cuomo, who are two people who both have this ability to kind of like be like light and goofy, but also like sort of introspective and depressive at turns. This is definitely like in the complete like fluffy cute mode, like. You know, it's called Gucci Rock and Roller. Like, this is Rivers doing his, you know, Beverly Hills mode, like kind of pretending to be cooler than he is. It's very tongue in cheek. It reminds me of the little girl who started in eighth grade saying Gucci, which automatically makes me smile.
Oh, I need to see that.
It was the best movie of last year for me.
Oh, wow.
For sure. That and The Favorite.
I need to see that too. But anyways.
Both incredible. But this is just, I think it's like a very slight song, but in ways I think it's like maybe deceptively so. Like, it really like is catchy. Like, I could see this being decent playlist background material. Yeah.
That is the perfect way to describe it.
And that sounds like faint praise, and it is faint praise, but you know what? Whatever. Mm-hmm. Occasionally you need that. Not every song can be the crushed up. Like, sometimes you need the song that's
sometimes
the little,
you need the good background
the
in-between. Music.
Yeah, like something to kind of like take a breather before you go to the next banger. But what do you seem like you have thoughts, Jason.
I don't honestly really have that many thoughts. I had a long conversation with my wife about Weezer last week and about how, like, you know, people get so mad at them.
Right.
But the reality of what they've done over the past 10 years is just, like, figure out what the mainstream wants from them and then pursue it at all costs and succeed at that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, that's fine. Like, they're winning at their game. But it also doesn't necessarily mean, like, I enjoy their music. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how I feel about this song. It's like, oh, look at Rivers. He's making music with Kyle and Snake Hips. By the way, Snake Hips, All My Friends, their single from 2015 with Chance the Rapper and Tinashe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still a great song. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is like, I listened to this song. It's called Gucci Rock and Rolla. And I was just like, all right, that's fine. Do your thing.
Yeah.
I will not come near you anymore.
I feel like Rivers is just scrolling through Twitter being like, who's hip?
Yeah,
he worked
true.
With AJR.
He's on Twitter
Yeah, he's on Twitter, yeah. And that's how he came across AJR. I feel like that's probably how he came across Kyle. And yeah, I mean, what you said is perfect. They're trying to figure out what, I don't even know if it's what the mainstream wants from them, but it's just like what the mainstream wants in general.
Yeah.
And then they're sort of hopping on and doing it, whether people ask or not. I mean, no one's asked for anything that they've done lately. Like, we didn't ask for the cover of Africa or the cover album.
Well, people did ask for the cover of Africa.
Yes.
Oh, was that like, that was a fan request?
Wrong.
Yeah, actually, I'm terribly wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
someone explicitly asked for that.
But yeah, anyway.
I think it's fun though. I mean, like, why not? I mean, they've a rock band in 2019. You know, it's like,
yeah.
They, you know, their debut gig will be, I think, 25 this year. You know, they've made their massive artistic statements. Like, if they just kind of want to, like, derp around and have a good time, like, I am totally fine with that.
It's
derp around would be a
things.
Good Weezer album title.
Anyway. Yeah.
I feel like a band like them will get criticized if they were to keep doing the same thing that they always did. But now, you know, they have people criticizing them for trying to do something different.
Right.
So, can't really win if you're
you
Weezer.
You really can't win. Yeah.
But Rivers is trying.
I like it. I think it's fun. I'm totally there for it. Mm-hmm. And his voice, I mean, is like just, he doesn't sound like he ages. Like, his voice sounds exactly the same.
He doesn't look like he ages either.
He doesn't look like he ages either. But yeah, all right, let's listen to it. So, Snake Hips featuring Rivers Cuomo and Kyle, Gucci Rock and Rolla. Feeling like a Gucci Rock and Rolla. All right, let's pivot to a Havens.
Okay.
And let's do Balin.
Okay.
Balin, I Was Wrong.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting song. I didn't know this band.
They're very fresh. So I used to go to So Far Sound shows in New York, which is like these fun little pop-up shows either in like a closed door or like someone's loft apartment. They find places all throughout. And so that's how I first heard Balin like 2 years ago, and I was a huge fan, and we've like loosely stayed in touch, and now I'm getting hit up. They have a debut album coming out, produced by the guy who's worked with St. Vincent and War on Drugs. So the production is actually really nice. And I think like, so they're three siblings, born and raised in New York. And whenever siblings harmonize, like I have this theory that it's just significantly better than when your average person
sort of
will harmonize.
True.
Wow,
yeah,
I love
like
this theory.
An instinctive thing.
There's something
totally,
about it. Like First Aid Kit, beautiful harmonies. I have a list running somewhere because one day
brothers,
I will do
Heim.
A piece on this.
Fionn.
Heim,
yeah.
They're just like
Jonas
connected
brothers.
By blood, not Jonas Brothers.
Beach Boys. Yeah.
Sure. But so I think that, you know, they play on that really, really well here. So there's the sister and then two brothers. This is their lead single off the upcoming album, which is called Thrilled to Be Here. One of the songs that they've performed live a bunch is my favorite, but it's not this one, so everyone will have to wait. But I think this one is a good example of what they do. It's like this folksy rock, but then now I think with the producer that they're working with, it almost veers into like electro pop, like very slightly in the production. And then I love the bass that kicks in, like right after the girl does her vocal part, you hear this bass line that sounds really nice. So yeah, I'm excited for them. I want people to know about them.
Yeah, I think it's like musically, it's pretty interesting to me. Like when it started, I was like, did Lindsay pick like an almost, it sounds like sort of dark country, but it's not. And then it kind of goes, but like the harmonies are very like traditional folk, but the guitars have a kind of bluesy tone to it. It just mixes a lot of like Americana genres.
Definitely.
It definitely sounds like the kind of music that was popular in like the late 60s and something you might have heard at Woodstock. And I love it. You know, I love that. I'm into that kind of stuff. I feel like that's an era that, of course, like people have revisited a lot, but they've tend to revisit like psychedelica or like garage rock.
Yeah.
And the kind of like, I don't know, earthy folk type thing is, as much as there is folk music out now, like there's just not a lot of like this kind of it. And
right.
I'm totally there for it. Yeah, the harmonies are really gorgeous too.
Yeah, so I loved this song. Great pick, Lindsay.
All right.
What I really admired about it was its ambition. Like I was not familiar with this group.
Mm-hmm.
It actually made me like look up and kind of explore them a little bit.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that it really goes all out and it really tries to make an impression on you. Like this really cut through. And I thought that, you know, that's a hard thing to do for a new artist.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I liked the kind of amalgamation of all these different styles, like coalescing into this one very clean chorus. And yeah, I'm excited. I actually really want to check these guys out now.
Wow.
Yeah, me too. Let's take this a class
awesome.
Trip to see Balin.
Yeah, I'm down.
Shout out to Balin.
Cool.
Where are they playing next? Like a public restroom or something?
Hey, no, they just played.
They just played Bowery.
I know.
Like.
Yeah.
Wow.
You said your series was in like clothing stores and
it's
apartments.
So funny. Yeah, they do in very random spaces.
There was no shade to them at all.
One time it was in the back of a restaurant near the kitchen, so that was fair.
Yeah.
but yeah, so look up some of their so far vids because I think the song that I love, Something Tells Me, has probably been recorded somewhere, which is like one of my favorite songs, not just from them, but maybe ever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's Balin. The song's called I Was Wrong.
Nothing's gonna change till we all can say.
I believe that I was wrong. I was wrong all along. I believe that I was wrong. I was wrong all along.
All right, that was a new song, I Was Wrong, from an artist that we're certainly not Balin on. I just had to get one bad pun in. All right, this next one is one of my picks, Girl Pool. It's Pretty from their new album, which I wish I remembered the name of the title. It's something about chaos. I'll look it up and What Chaos Is Imaginary is the name
it's
of the album.
It's fair that you couldn't remember that.
Yeah, it doesn't really flow. It doesn't really roll off the tongue. You know, Girlpool is this great duo. I think this is their third album.
Yep.
So between the second and this album, which just came out, Cleo Tucker in the group came out as a transgender man. You know, and that involved like a voice change, a pretty significant voice change. Yep. We did an interview with Girlpool. They talked about how difficult that kind of was in terms of, especially in the live setting, like relearning your voice.
Yeah.
In front of an audience every night, but he did it, and like I'm happy to say, you know, like the album sounds beautiful. Their voices still sound incredible together. What is sort of different on this new album is that in the past they've tended to harmonize pretty consistently on every song. This one is a bit more separated between like this is a song from Cleo Tucker, this is a song from Harmony Tividad.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like they still, you know, sing back up, but it's definitely more distinctive. Each song is a little more individualist. The one I picked is one of Cleo's. It's called Pretty. It's just like one of those like gorgeously like strummy, contemplative 90s rock, or, 90s rock songs. You know, like a little bit of twee, but like it, there's just enough of like grit to it to keep it from being like just, you know, kind of just floating into the ether. But very catchy, you know, very like kind of beautiful, sad lyrics. You know, it's the Joe Lynch
fave.
It's the Joe Lynch style. But what do you guys think of it?
I love Girlpool, and I love the story behind this album. Tom Bryan from Stereo Gum wrote a great piece about this album and what it means for this group and just in their evolution. And yeah, I mean I can't wait. I haven't heard the whole album yet. I've been waiting for today to kind of dig into it. Yeah, I love their last album, Power Plant. I think it's beautiful. And it certainly seems like they've...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
They've divided and conquered a little bit in just in terms of like vocal delivery and who's like taking lead on certain songs, but I think it works here, and their songwriting is just so beautiful. And yeah, I have to go, sadly enough, but I'm glad we got to talk about Girlpool.
Girlpool's too.
So dope, and I've never seen them live yet.
I was actually just gonna say they're so good live.
Yeah,
they're very, very fantastic.
I will also say before I go, I really liked your other song pick, which I won't reveal here because you know,
thanks for the tease. Yeah,
And feel free to talk trash on me as I go.
Of course,
always do.
Yeah. All right, see you, Jason.
Bye.
Now that he's gone.
Yeah, now that he's gone. So that Jason idiot. the door was still open. Damn it.
Darn it.
Anyways, what do you think about this Girlpool song?
So Girlpool is a group. It's interesting where, like, whenever someone, you know, reminds me of them or puts them back on my radar, I always love what I hear. But other than that, I sort of forget to, like, seek it out myself.
Totally.
Or, like, download the album and actually save it so that I can go back to it. So I'm really glad that you brought this up. I mean, I love this song. This is, like, totally... the type of vibe that I'm into. So I'm really excited to hear the rest of the album.
But it's good, yeah.
Yeah,
no, I totally hear what you're saying. Like, when the last one, Power Plant, came out, I, like, saw them live. It was so great. I listened to the album. It was great. And then I think that was 2017, and I did sort of forget about it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, it's weird how that happens with some acts.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million different things out there. And,
yeah.
You know.
But then, like, there are those ones that you are, like, surprised to return to more often than you thought you would.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I want to go back and listen to the whole album.
Yeah, it's good.
The cover art was really pretty, too.
The cover art is gorgeous. It's mm-hmm. a really lovely photo of them.
Yeah.
Arms around each other. Mm-hmm. Everything except the kind of clunker album title I'm into.
What is it again?
What Chaos is Imaginary. It yeah. sort of sounds like something. Do you ever see Antichrist, that
no.
movie?
I haven't seen most movies.
Yeah, that's true. It sounds like something like the fox in Antichrist would have like said.
Hmm.
I realize that sounds insane just to say it.
I get it
yeah.
without even seeing it.
Anyways, let's listen to it. So Girlpool, song is pretty.
Talk to me, tell me any story, see.
All right, next and last, we have a Lindsay pick.
Yeah.
Mallrat, Nobody's Home.
I love Mallrat.
Yeah, I know you love Mallrat. You saw, didn't you see, like, I feel like there was a bill recently that was like Snail Mail, Mallrat, and someone else that was just like all like Lindsay Corr.
I think there
favorites.
Was, and I don't think I was there.
Ugh.
I mean, I know I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mallrat is amazing. I'm pretty sure I've spoken about her on this podcast before.
I don't know, actually.
Oh, maybe the timing never lined up.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it didn't. I could be totally wrong. But
so she is no longer a teen. She's now 20. She's an Australian singer. She does a lot of her own production. She's toured in Australia with Post Malone and Maggie Rogers, so two pretty awesome names.
Yeah.
And two very different artists, but
yeah.
She like can totally connect with both of them sonically and also just image-wise. Her style is really cool and specific to her, but this song is brand new, called Nobody's Home. I think it's just like the cutest, most charming song from a, I mean, 20-something is still like, you're young.
Yeah.
And that excitement of like, you have a minute, you're home alone. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, and I love that she's not like, I'm throwing a party. She's like, I'm finally going to sing this song that I wrote about you that I don't want to sing when anyone else is around. I just think it's the cutest thing ever. And I like also, no matter how old you are, I think it's still exciting when you're home alone. If you don't 100%. Live alone.
Especially, well, living in New York, we all have roommates.
Yeah, and like, exactly.
My God. Yeah, when you're like, oh my God. Then I have the evening, the whole apartment free
exactly.
to myself. It's such a
thrill.
And
if it's a whole weekend, like, that doesn't go away. And so I think this is a really fun song to, like, it evokes that feeling really mm-hmm. well. What did
it's
you
like
think
that
about it?
Broad City episode where yes. she dances around to... God. Lady Gaga.
I need to watch the final season. I have not.
Well, it just started, didn't it? I don't know, maybe.
I thought it just ended.
Did it?
I don't know.
I'm way out of the loop on TV.
Clearly, same.
I pretty much like start watching TV like a full year after everyone else has binged it. Anyways, I love the lyrics. I like the song. Production-wise, I feel like this is like not really a criticism. It just like is... It's slicker than I wish it was. Like
that makes sense.
But like, you know, whatever. If that's her sound, that's her sound. Like it's very like polished. It's well done. Like it's a beautiful production.
Yeah.
But part of me just wishes it was like maybe a little rougher around mm-hmm. the edges. But you know, if I don't want to tell someone what to do with their art. So,
yeah. No,
so
I mean, I also thought the production, like when you first hear it, it is a little simple almost. You're mm-hmm. like, maybe I've heard something like this before. But I love also the vocal layering that she does with herself at the end. I thought that was cool.
It does sound very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm into it. And Jason endorsed it.
I
Dearly
know.
Departed Jason.
I don't know the last time that he liked both of my picks.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's a,
it's
new
a red
day.
Letter day. Yeah. All right. Well, let's listen to it. It's Mallrat, Nobody's Home. And here it is.
Let's be nobody's home. So I sing my songs about you. And when nobody's close, I can think out loud about you, boy. Talks around you, but nobody's home, so I sing my songs about you. Pick me up in your car, end up with your arms. I know who you are.
All right, that's all we got for this week.
That was it.
And yeah,
next thanks. Week we got Ariana.
Well, I don't know if we're gonna do. I was just gonna say, I don't know if we'll have one next week.
You're
because
right.
It's Grammys.
I
think both
here.
You and Jason will be in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be on an airplane to Memphis to go to my aunt and uncle's 60th
Yeehaw.
Wedding anniversary.
So fun.
60 years.
That is crazy.
Shout out to my aunt and uncle. That's crazy. I know it is crazy.
60 years.
Yeah.
Good for them.
And I'm not from Memphis for those listening. So it's also just fun for me to get down there. And
yeah. No, that
beautiful
will be
music
fun.
City. Stax Records, Sun Records, a lot of great
yeah.
history there.
Cool.
But yeah, so we'll probably miss next week. And then the week after that, we'll be back in time for Valentine's Day
mm-hmm.
to talk about all the hottest new love songs of 20... I don't know. the sweetest love tunes. I don't know.
We'll play something dark for those who aren't in love. And
oh,
don't
we'll definitely
that.
Play some depressing breakup songs for sure.
We'll get it all in there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Tweet any recommendations at us, and we will see you in a couple weeks. All right. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.